requirements set by Martin Luther College in Minnesota. Tuition to attend MLS is $6,065 for its first student. If one were to live in the dorms, room and board will cost an additional $3,800 roughly, for a total cost of $9,900 per year. Not too bad when you think about it, Dave.
So no, that's not terrible, I guess. No.
So, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question. One of the most famous private schools in Michigan would be Detroit Country Day as far as athletics go. How much does it cost to send your high schooler to Detroit Country Day?
Gosh, I wouldn't have the slightest clue, but if 9,000 isn't bad, then I'm going to say Detroit Country Day is worth double that. So I'm going to go with an 18,000 mark there, Clark.
Well, I like where your head is, except you actually need to triple that and then some. To send a high schooler to Detroit Country Day, it's $28,000 for a year.
Wow.
If you're in 6th through 8th grade, they give you a discount, Dave. It's $25,900. And preschool for a full day is $17,800.
Oh, my.
So MLS at $6,065, I'll take it. But here's a bonus question, Dave, to put this all in perspective.
Great.
How much does it cost to attend Michigan State University?
That is a good question. You should know this.
I should, yes.
I know it dearly.
I'm
going to guess around the $16,000 a year mark.
Well, you're a little high there, in fact.
It's really?
Roughly, the average comes out to $13,000 a year.
I would have guessed higher than that. I thought I would be too low.
And then with room and board is $9,000, and which equals still, with room and board and tuition, still $6,000 less than Detroit Country Day.
Wow.
And even a bonus to the bonus question. How much does it cost to attend Laker High School?
How much does it cost in Laker High School? Does it cost anything to send anybody to high school?
Aside from your typical taxes and millages, it's free. There you go. And, of course, it can be
consolidated. I was hoping. I figured you were running out of bonus questions. I had to get one right.
Well, of course, it runs out after some time. And it's time to take another quick break. You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network, your home for high school football. Saginaw MLS taking the field. The Lakers up next. And kickoff is only 7 minutes away on the WLAW Sports Network.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about it. Ask me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Bill Lukowski, about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and I can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Get started today. Call me at 810-376-4710. Our office is located at 3473 Main Street in downtown Deckerville.
Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or broasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Tonight's presentation of WLAW Sports being powered by the blazing speed of 4G LTE network. Which is Thumb Sailors, the talk with the thumb, make the switch today. Dave Hansen, as a follow-up to that, how much does it cost to attend Kipper schools?
I knew you were going to go here.
I think you might be the most famed graduate of Kipper schools.
Famed? I like that. You got to be famous somehow.
That's going to be time to take a listen in to the Laker marching band with our national anthem on WLAW Sports.
Thank you.
Ball. The Laker Marching Band with your national anthem here as current conditions from Pigeon, Michigan and Laker High School. It's 31 degrees with cloudy skies. They're calling for a 30% chance of snow this evening. Winds are out of the west northwest at 10 miles per hour and gusting up to 16. Visibility is at 10 miles. Barometric pressure is at 30 inches and holding steady. The dew point is at 26. It feels like it's 25 degrees out there, and humidity is at 77%. Sunset was at 5:10 tonight, and we're currently in the last quarter of the moon phase, about to becoming a waning crescent tomorrow. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football. Sunrise, 7:27, sunset at 5:10. We have 9 minutes and 43 minutes of daylight. We lost 15 minutes since last week, even in daylight saving time. Lakers won the toss, and he's elected to defer to the second half, so they will kick off to begin this game. Your officials tonight, the referee, Andrew Wolf, umpire, Brian Tagliver, linesman is Bob Dykeman, line judge is Patrick Wilkins, and your back judge is Ronald Kazak. Lakers kicking off from their 40-yard line on the right side of the radio. Number 21, Terrence Dubes, doing the duty. Lakers coming out in their black uniform, or black pants, green jerseys, white numbers and letters with a flat green paint on the helmets with a silver face mask, the Laker L, emblazoned on the side of the helmet. Second MLS, all in white jerseys with red letters and red numbers, with red sleeves, white helmets, with a cardinal on either side and red face mask, and ready to kick off in Lakers. And Terrence Dubes' kick comes into the 30-yard line to number 30. That is Owen Hine. He runs to the far sideline. He breaks free of two tackles down to the 40, still the 45, and finally Cameron's brought down right at midfield as Lakers special team finally brings it down after a 20-yard reception run. But we have a flag back at the 37-yard line, potentially going to be against Saginaw MLS and bring this one back.
Well, Lakers not quite doing their homework there. They try to not kick it to the deep guy. They kick it to the up man, who actually is Owen Hine in that case, the senior star running back on this team, and he makes a big return on the play. There was a flag, though.
Well, they're saying there's no flag. It was just...
Oh, it just fell out of his pocket, huh?
It launched out of his pocket in the forward motion, so... Take it as you will.
Interesting.
I'll try and keep my cool this week. 11:48 is on the clock. Second MLS coming out with the first play possession here in the game. Two wide to the right, one to the left. And they're coming out of the shotgun with two men behind him, on one on either side. Screen pass to the left is caught. He's at the midfield and still on his feet, diving forward and out of bounds at the 48-yard line. Can't quite see the number yet. That appears to be number four for MLS, Andrew Schroeder, the 6'5", 180-pound wide receiver for Saginaw MLS.
MLS coming out in shotgun formation, running back on each side, two receivers to his right, one to his left. The one to his left is your 6'5" receiver, and just to catch it and throw it to the wide receiver real quickly, and he does the rest.
A four-yard gain brings up second and six, and it's a handoff to number one, Casey Williams, trying to go around the right side. And Lakers defense stops him at the original line of scrimmage for no gain, maybe a yard out to the 47. As 83 Ian Snyder for Lakers brings him in. And it is indeed going to be a one-yard gain. Third and five now for the Cardinals, as it looks like an early injury here for MLS. Number 62, Jacob Fry, is limping off. It appears to be a left ankle injury. We'll keep you up to date on that one. Yeah. 11:06 left here in the first quarter. Third and five, Saginaw MLS on their first possession.
5'11", 240-pound senior Jacob Fry, a big-time guard for this offensive lineman for this MLS.